Starting off the day mostly in the red, this is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Heads Up Plant Protectants. I'm Dustin Huffman. In fact, corn and soybeans both about 4 to 6 cents lower. We'll look at those numbers here very soon. Actually, no green on the screen at all here for the grains. We'll be back with them in just a moment. Agriculture futures were mixed heading into the weekend, with corn and soybeans lower as Brazil's Safrinha corn planting and soybean harvest advance on good recent weather. Meanwhile, wheat prices were able to halt a two-day profit-taking stretch, while livestock markets were also mostly positive. Outside markets Friday leaned negatively on ag markets, with stock indices down again, led by the Dow Jones, primarily stemmed from lower-than-expected consumer confidence reported for February, as well as the announcement of an investigation into healthcare giant United Health's billing practices, which dragged that stock down 9%. The U.S. dollar was firmer as well, while energy markets were weak, led by a correction in crude oil futures, which snapped a three-day winning streak. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading up 325 points. European markets are mostly higher. Asian markets are trading mixed as we speak right now. On the livestock side, opening cattle calls are lower to mixed. Hogs look to be higher across the board. The markets did not want to go much ahead of the cattle on feed report Friday, and futures had little reason to move higher based on cash trade. Hog futures diverged as traders were concerned over near-term demand, but were friendly to the later contracts. We'll take a look at the numbers. That's coming up next.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and STS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads Up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for Heads Up seed treatment.
March corn is down a nickel at $4.86 and a quarter. May down $4.50 at $5.50. Soybeans down 3 3/4 now at $10.35 and 3/4. May down 3 3/4 at $10.53 and a half. Soy meal down $1 at $2.93.80. Soy oil down 44 cents at $46.37. Chicago wheat down 10 1/4 at $5.79 and 3/4. Kansas wheat down 10 3/4 at $5.98 and a half. Minneapolis spring wheat down a dime at $6.21 and 3/4. And oats down 1 3/4 at $3.57 and a half. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.